Hallelujah. The reason why I want to go there, and because if I don't, I'll mess around, let time get away from me. Turn with me to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, guys. Romans 4, 17. I won't talk about that for a minute before we leave. Confession. Hold fast. He is the high priest of it. Why? Because he watch over our words. He watch over his words. And when he hears words, he said to me, he said to you, he said, put me in remembrance of what I said. And God knows his word. God knows what he said. He knows what he said. So he said, put me in remembrance. Talk back to me. Talk my word back to me. My son, tend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eye. Why? Because they're life. They're life. And I talk back. Talk. If you want some action out of God, talk his word to it. That's the language of faith. Hallelujah. He don't want to hear that complaining, grumbling, all that kind of stuff, whining. He doesn't understand that because he didn't speak that. Hallelujah. So he said, as talking to Abraham, and I want to talk to you for a minute. Let's read verse 16 first. Therefore it is of faith. I love this. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. If this is what we are doing, this life we are living, it is a faith. It's a faith life. We believe God. Therefore it's a faith that it might be by grace. God gave you grace to do what you couldn't do. Now you're graced to do and act like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore is of faith that it might be by grace. Now watch it now. To the end, to what? To the end, that means when it all said and done, the promise might be sure to all the seed. The promise might be sure. The promise, my other word, it is of faith that it might be by grace. And when you operate by faith and grace, the promise may be sure. To the end, the promise is sure to you. Not to half of us. We're the seed of Abraham. We are, Christ is the seed, and we are his body. So it got to be true. If it's true to him, he's the seed, and we're his body. And we get, your head and body don't get stuff, enjoy stuff separate from each other. Hello? You know, when you get up here and leave, you're going to leave your head here and you come back and get it later. Doesn't work like that. Christ is the head, we're the body. And the promise, whatever God promised him, is mine too. Some of y'all, when you dismiss, when I dismiss, y'all walk up and give me $100, my whole body going to get the joy, my head, hand and all. You get it. Amen. Therefore it's of faith that it might be by grace to the end. The promise might be sure to all to see. Listen to this, not to that only which is of the law. And God did that for Abraham. He was under the law. But to that also which is of faith, which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Here we go. Who the father of us all. Watch this. As it is written, what did we say about that? Jesus told the devil what? It is written. You notice God had Paul to write this down as it is written. In other words, it's been written somewhere. If it's written, you can't argue with it because it's law. It's truth. When God puts something down in this Bible, I don't care what the naysayers say. They can go around and say God don't heal and God ain't no such thing as talking in tongues. I don't care. They don't make it because it's written. We got scripture documented. It's documented, sealed in blood. Evidence in your life because you talk in tongues. Huh? So God made a promise to Abraham. As is written. Listen. Now listen to this. It as is written. I have made you a father of many nations. He did not say, I have thought about helping you to become a father. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. When you are made something, you'd be silly not to agree with it. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God told Abraham, I have made you. Watch it now. I have made you a father of many nations, and his body was still dead. Sarah's womb was still dead when he said it. But watch what happened. I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Well, before. Abraham stood there before God and he believed. Even God. Who did it? Said he believed who? Even God. Who quickens the dead. That's what he did. Abraham was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. He quickened the dead. And caused those things which be not as though they were.